one lousy moose. That's all our family wanted to see. The moose did not get the memo. Or he did get the memo, and he took off. See, we were on our first trip to Alaska years ago, and all five Hutchcrafts were determined we're going to meet a moose. After all, like, they're grazing in every backyard in Alaska, right? Well, the February we were there, it looked like they decided to take the winter in the Bahamas. I was busy speaking at some meetings, so my wife and kids were out driving around, you know, looking for a moose. They even went to the animal sanctuary. We were told there was always a moose there. Not always, no. Now, several people told us about hitting a moose that suddenly appeared in the middle of the road. Not any on the road we were on. Someone suggested leaving a Hershey bar on our car. Something about a chocolate moose? Anyway, we weren't that desperate. Well, lots of looking, no finding. Next morning, we drove down the driveway of the house someone had loaned to us. Guess what? Yep, three moose grazing at the end of the driveway. I guess you don't find moose. They find you. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about how to find the love of your life. Okay, if you're single, fasten your seatbelt for a moose truth. Yeah. Finding the right mate is a lot like finding a moose. You don't find Miss or Mr. Right by looking for them, which is what so many single people are led to believe they're supposed to be doing. And the longer you've been searching, the more desperate you can become. If you look at the out-of-control divorce rates around us, don't you find yourself saying, there's got to be a better way? Well, there is. Of course, if you want to find the best way to do anything important in life, check with the one who invented love, who invented relationships, God. And here's what he says in Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5. It's our word for today from the Word of God. It covers a lot of things in life. But as I read it right now, think of it in terms of your desire to find the love of your life. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. So God says, pursue me, and I'll take care of the desires of your heart. Not pursue that guy or pursue that girl, but pursue me. As you make God your source of love and worth and completeness, you're in a position for him to send you what you could never find. Like those crazy moose on our doorstep. We didn't find them by looking. It's when we stopped looking for them that we finally found them. Here's the question. Will you trust God enough to release to him all of your deepest needs for love, for belonging, for security, for worth? Now, how do you know you can trust him with the deepest parts of you? Well, anyone who loved you enough to die for you will never do you wrong. So concentrate on making friends with the opposite sex. I'll tell you this, the best romances were great friendships first, because marriage is ultimately life's greatest friendship, and that's what you need to be pursuing. Ask God to help you build God-honoring relationships that don't have a romantic agenda. He knows what you need more than you ever will, and he can, in the next 10 minutes, bring the person he's prepared for you into your life. You won't find Mr. or Miss Right. God will bring him or her to you. Right now, he wants you to focus on him without the distraction of some guy or girl so he can make you the man or woman he's created you to be. Look, you can resign from this neurotic, emotional roller coaster of the hunt and relax in your completeness in Jesus Christ, which puts you in the best possible situation for love to find you. The best love. The love God made for you. So let your prayer be the wonderful commitment of the man who brought Isaac's wife to him. You'll find it in Genesis 24:44. Let her, or let him, be the one the Lord has chosen. Or in the words of the plaque my daughter had up in her room as a teenager, God reserves his very best for those who leave the choice to him.
Thanks, Ron. This month on A Word With You, we are offering a free ebook. It's called Winning the Battle for Native America. If you'd like to help make a difference, visit our website, awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.